VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say at least 50 people were killed and 83 wounded in a suicide bomb blast at a gathering of religious scholars in the capital, Kabul, on Tuesday. The attacker detonated his explosives-filled vest as the scholars had gathered to mark the Prophet Muhammad's birthday at a local wedding hall. Witnesses told reporters there were around 1,000 people inside the hall. The Taliban condemned the suicide bombing, the Taliban's denial strengthening suspicions the bombing could be the work of the Islamic State's Afghan branch known as IS Khorasan Province, or ISKP. Abandoning Saudi Arabia despite its responsibility for killing a U.S.-based journalist would be a terrible mistake, President Trump told reporters on Tuesday. He was asked about a reported conclusion by the CIA that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman likely knew about or ordered the plot to kill dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul.
The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
Earlier in the day, in a statement issued by the White House, Trump said he understands that some lawmakers in Congress, for political reasons or other reasons, want to pursue sanctions against Saudi Arabia for the killing, and he said they are free to do so. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to free about 100 Iraqi immigrants it's been holding for more than 6 months for deportation. The judge criticized the government for what he called its ignoble behavior and for making false statements in the case. The judge said families have been shattered. He ordered authorities to release them within 30 days. This is VOA News. A federal judge in Detroit says regulating female genital mutilation is up to states. He said Congress had no authority to pass a law in 1996 banning it. So the judge dismissed mutilation and conspiracy charges on Tuesday against two doctors and others involved in the procedure on 9 girls at a suburban Detroit clinic. The United States has imposed sanctions on 6 people and 3 entities for their involvement in oil shipments to Syria. The U.S. Treasury on Tuesday, in a statement, said the individuals included 2 Iranian nationals, a Russian, a Syrian, an Iraqi, and a Lebanese. 2 of the entities listed are based in Russia, 1 in Iran. A former Mexican drug trafficker has been detailing the workings of El Chapo's operations at the drug lord's trial in Brooklyn. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
In the better part of a week on the witness stand, Jesus Zambada described the Sinaloa drug cartel as an enterprise where bribery and murder were part of the business model. Zambada described Joaquin Guzman, the drug lord nicknamed El Chapo, as a top officer in the cartel carrying around a diamond-encrusted pistol, paying off police who got close to arresting him, ordering the killing of those who crossed or insulted him. The defense claims Guzman has been set up by other drug lords, that cooperators like Zambada are just telling the government what it wants to hear to lighten their own punishment. The charges against Guzman carry a life sentence.
The world's busiest border crossing was open Tuesday, a day after a federal judge granted a temporary restraining order preventing the Trump administration from carrying out new immigration rules that would block asylum for people who didn't enter the United States at a designated point of or port of entry. On Monday, U.S. officials briefly shut down the crossing between Tijuana, Mexico, and San Diego, California, keeping a large number of Mexicans from entering the United States and causing a massive traffic backup for American citizens visiting Mexico and trying to get back home. Haiti faced a third day of protests and violence on Tuesday as anger grew over allegations of government corruption. Schools, businesses, and government offices remained closed, while scattered protests were reported across the country. At least 8 deaths have been reported in clashes between protesters and police since the protests began on Sunday. Among the dead is a police officer who was shot and burned to death by a gang on Monday. Demonstrators have demanded that the president resign. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.